The waves of a lake crash on a muddy shore by a forest. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, Sight Unseen, an Emma Fielding mystery. We fly over the forest into a clearing. Amuse Entertainment production. Courtney Thorne Smith. James Tepper. In the clearing is a series of white tents near rows of holes in the ground. Martin Cummins. Adam DeMarco, Tess Atkins. Benjamin Ayers, Peelan Johnson. Emma Fielding holds an unrolled paper near the crowded excavation site.
Professor Fielding, we found something.
What's it?
Really? Oh, let's take a look.
Emma approaches two young students. Emma kneels and wipes away some dirt.
What do you think, Professor?
What do you think?
She uncovers a silver object. Two young students watch, one man and one woman.
Kinda looks like...
a spoon.
Sure does.
Please tell me it's English.
It's English.
Silver?
Yep, definitely silver.
And most importantly, how old?
1700, maybe 1710.
Hey. We've only been here a week and we've already found a 300-year-old artifact.
Still 100 years after the colony at Jamestown was established.
Okay, guys, if archaeology teaches us anything, it's patience. My father spent the last 25 years of his life looking for this lost colony. This spoon is a sign. It's flashing. You're close. Keep digging. This is good news. Okay, who wants to do the honors?
The young woman smiles.
Go ahead.
A figure in a black hoodie watches the excavation from a distance behind a tree.
Now that it's completely exposed, Carrie can gently remove the artifact.
Carrie, the young woman, lifts the spoon with gloved hands.
Okay, now, close your eyes. Know that you are the first person in 3 centuries to hold that spoon.
As Emma talks, a colonial scene appears.
Imagine the very beginnings of a colony. The men clearing brush, surveying the land, mapping the settlement, the women setting up an outdoor school, and preserving food for the upcoming winter. The last person who held that lived and loved and felt suffering and joy. What you're holding in your hand, it's someone's life story. That's what we do. That's what we do. We find clues about lives lived long ago. So let's keep digging. There are stories underground just waiting to be discovered.
Time passes. Emma enters a tent and puts the rolled up paper into a tube, and puts the tube into a locker. She places a lock on the latch. She lifts the spoon, now in a bag, and smiles. Elsewhere, an older woman sits on the porch of a country house. The entire excavation team approaches. The woman stands and approaches them. Emma walks with Carrie.
Hey, your mom showed me around the other day. She has really good taste.
Pauline's actually my stepmom. So obviously my dad had good taste too.
Well, the first time I saw Oscar Fielding, I was looking through my window and I saw this strikingly handsome man wandering through my fields, carrying a shovel and talking to himself about a lost colony. I fell in love with him right then and there.
And now here you are, back in my field, continuing the work that brought him here in the first place.
So any progress today?
Getting closer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you please put this in Dad's old lab? I gotta get the kids back.
Okay.
The hooded figure continues watching behind a closer tree as Emma and the team get into a van. Elsewhere, the van approaches a parking lot and parks. Emma and the team gets out.
Hey guys, don't forget to update your notes. And yes, they will count when we get back to campus.
You know, we would have gotten to that spoon a lot sooner if we'd have sent up the thermal imaging drone.
Want to see the best tool in an archaeologist's kit?
Carrie lifts her hands. Nighttime. The hooded figure approaches one of the white tents in the field. The hooded figure opens the locker and rummages around. The figure picks up the tube and dashes away. Elsewhere, Emma enters a crowded restaurant and sits at the bar alone. The bartender approaches.
Emma, I heard you were back in town. Been wondering when I'd see you.
Emma cocks her head.
It's Nikki. My dad used to
run the garage. Right, Nikki. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just been so long.
Wow. You've hardly changed. Apparently you can't say the same thing about me.
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki hands her a menu and walks away. Nikki passes a man wearing all black.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey.
What's special?
My shift ends at 9. If you're free, maybe
Excuse
we could...
Excuse me a sec.
The man stands and passes Nikki, approaching Emma.
Emma Fielding.
Well!
What brings you back here?
Work. I'm doing a dig. I didn't expect to see you.
Oh, you know, just washed up with the tide.
Last I heard, you were in Florida.
Yeah, she just came back a few months ago.
Doing salvage, right?
Well, underwater exploration for a petroleum company until oil prices dropped, and then on to salvage. But anyway, woke up one day and then said it's time to move back home.
I'm glad you did. It's so good to see you.
You too.
A sullen man nearby stares at Emma. Later, outside.
So do you find time between teaching classes and raiding tombs to get married and have kids?
Not married, no kids. Well, actually, 11. My dig team. You?
Long story, too long, but the skinny version is Will Briggs is riding solo and, as usual, looking to reinvent himself. But I gotta say, coming back, finding you here, cherry on the sundae.
Oh, don't talk to me about cherries. That time we ate a whole bag your mom got to put in the pie.
She still remembers that.
My stomach remembers.
Oh, man, I couldn't wait for you to come here every summer. I remember I used to write it on my calendar.
Aww.
M day. 5 months, 4 months, 3 months.
Oh, but we're so young. We're teenagers.
We're not so young now.
Tell that to my students. Half of them think I'm an antiquity.
So how long are you here for?
Several weeks. I'm back to Kenzer College. I just hope I find proof of the colony's existence before then.
Look at you, huh? Professor Emma Fielding. This is you?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, so listen, you want to do dinner tomorrow night? We shouldn't go another 20 years without reconnecting.
I'd like that. Sure. Good night.
Good night.
Will watches as Emma approaches a motel. She climbs to the second floor. The sullen man approaches her.
Hey, you got no business here.
What?
You got no business here.
I remember you. Augie, right?
Who do you think you are, coming back here and digging things up? Things that don't belong to
you. He points a finger. Emma pushes the hand away.
Are you okay?
The man stumbles to the ground. He stands and wipes his face. His forehead bleeds.
Augie! Augie!
He turns and walks off. Daytime. The van parks on a path. The students get out. Pauline approaches Emma with a mug.
Emma!
Oh, you're an angel on caffeinated wings.
Try. I hear you saw Will Briggs last night.
Village newsfeed?
Knows all, sees all. You had quite a crush on Will once, if I recall.
I was a teenager.
Well, what word is he still very attractive?
It's very sweet of you to be interested in my love life, but as you know, I am happily single.
Pauline and Emma enter an office in the house. Emma checks her phone.
Do you remember Tony Markham?
He worked with your father.
Yeah, he's head of my department now. He's on his way to observe and stay overnight. Tony's okay. He's always been supportive, and visiting dig sites is a part of his job.
Is he staying at the motel?
That's the real problem. We've taken all the available rooms, and Tony's kind of particular.
He can stay in my guest room, I suppose, if that would help you out.
Really? He would love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you know I'd much rather have you stay here with me?
I know, but I'm old-fashioned. Even though they're post-grads, I feel like I need to keep an eye on my kids.
At the site.
One day, no one's going to be digging. I mean, the technology's already there. It'll be done with remote sensing, totally non-invasive techniques.
It'll be so remote that you won't even have to show up. You'll be staring at a laptop in your parents' basement when I call you to tell you I've made the archaeological find. of the century.
With your two little hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're more like Fielding every day.
I only wish.
Emma passes Carrie and the other bickering student and approaches one of the holes. She kneels and ponders. An older man walks up.
Tony.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Thank you. I couldn't resist coming for a visit, given what we hope we may have buried here.
I'm so glad you did. Everyone, you all know Professor Markham, of course.
Nice to see you again, sir.
Oh, nice to be seen. Emma's father, Oscar Fielding, was my professor, and he truly was a giant in American archaeology. There are those in our field who didn't believe his theory of a lost colony, but, well, those of us who knew him were moved by his passion and something that his daughter inherited in spades. Wow, that was a terrible pun. I apologize. You give me a tour?
Sure.
Great. So have you found anything interesting?
We've made a few 18th century finds.
Well, that's something.
I feel the clock ticking. I'd like to be moving a bit faster.
Well, I always feel that way. What is it?
Hey, did anyone come back last night?
No.
Emma turns to the hole.
Something's not right. This ground has been freshly turned.
She places a pad on the dirt and kneels on top. She begins to brush away the dirt.
Oh my goodness.
She reveals a human face.
Oh no. Somebody call 911!
I got it.
Emma turns to the face. Later, Emma stands with Tony and Pauline. An officer beckons.
Emma?
Excuse me.
Emma approaches.
Coroner's office has a few questions.
Excuse me.
A man in an FBI jacket approaches.
Special Agent Jim Connor. I'm part of a rapid deployment team that deals with theft, forgery, and trafficking of antiquities.
Are you saying that Augie had something to do with the trafficking of antiquities?
Well, I'm here to find that out. Sheriff, I'm not going to get in your way. We're accustomed to dealing with these types of crimes.
On archaeological digs?
At important ones. Local office tipped me off with the body. That's why I'm here.
I see. I'll be happy to cooperate. Hopefully that'll be a two-way street.
Will watches the excavation site through binoculars, standing on a drifting boat.
This is Emma's project. She's the archaeologist.
I know who you are. Nice to meet you, Professor Fielding.
Me too.
She's also one that found Augie. The deceased.
Must have been a shock.
Yeah, obviously most of my finds are mummified, but I studied forensics, seen my share of dead bodies.
So forensics, huh?
Ancient and modern.
You're considering this a homicide?
Most likely.
Any idea the cause of death?
Well, large bruise on the forehead, a gash in the back of the head.
You know, his clothes were soaked through, and I saw the back of his head when the coroner's team was taking his body out of the trench. Somebody gave him an incredibly hard whack.
So the bruise in the forehead, you think it happened at the same time?
No.
No. Why?
I did that to him.
Inside Pauline's house.
I slapped his arm away and he lost his balance. He fell. That's when he dinged his forehead.
So he threatened you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said that I had no business here, that I was taking things that don't belong to me.
Okay, then. I may have to ask you a few more questions, Emma, but you're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
Good.
Later, Emma follows the two officers out of the house.
Sheriff. Hey. I'm worried about the kids.
I'll post a deputy up here during the day while you're digging, all right?
Thank you.
Emma approaches Jim.
Agent Connor?
Yeah.
I'm not a suspect, am I, because of the bump on Augie's head?
Well, let's see. Last to see the deceased, first to find the body. Think that qualifies you as a suspect?
Well, not to an astute detective.
No.
Why would I bury his body on my site?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that.
Emma grins. Jim stares at her.
You had me going there. You have a good poker face.
I practice in the mirror.
Emma chuckles. Emma and Tony stroll together in the field.
So the map you found, it's helping?
We wouldn't be here without it. My dad knew there was a colony, but he didn't know where on the coast they'd settled.
That's why he never chose a site, even after all those years of research.
Yeah. I just got lucky to find a map that seems to pinpoint the location of the colony.
Yeah. You know, your father was treated poorly at the end of his life. When his colleagues dismissed his theory on the lost colony, his reputation took a terrible hit. I always thought that he deserved better than that. But I do hope that that's not the main reason why you're here. Prove him right.
Well, I'm going to prove it for myself, too. I mean, not to mention the prestige it'll bring the college. And a find like this is important to the history of our country.
Of course.
Look, I know they're going to solve this soon. And we will find evidence of the colony.
No, I'm sure you're right. I'm thinking that I'll stick around just to be sure that continuing the dig is the right decision.
Tony walks off. Emma enters the tent. She gasps. The locker is open and the papers are strewn about on the floor. She lifts the snapped lock off the floor. At the sheriff's office, Jim chats with the sheriff in an office.
So why would Augie be buried on this site, do you think?
Well, he certainly wouldn't want to bury a body on an archaeological dig site unless he wanted it discovered. There's a message there. I'm beginning to think it's aimed at Emma Fielding.
An officer escorts Emma into the office.
Thanks. I need to report a robbery.
Where?
At the dig site. Somebody stole my map.
Was it valuable?
The original is, but that's back at the state archives. This is just a copy.
Why would someone want it?
I don't know.
Turns out you were right, Emma. Coroner's report shows Augie Clements died of blunt force trauma.
Jim raises his eyebrows. Elsewhere, Jim sits alone at a restaurant table. He glances at his watch. He stands and approaches Carrie and two other students at a nearby table.
Hi. Are you guys with Professor Fielding's team?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Hey, was she still out on the dig site when you guys left?
I think so, yeah. Once she starts working, she kind of loses track of time.
A bit obsessive, actually.
She's not obsessive. She just loves her work more than anything else, that's all.
Yeah, that's the impression I'm getting. Thanks.
Will returns to his table.
Okay, totally reassessing Professor Fielding. When she's not in the trenches, she's hanging out with that guy?
You actually think that old guy is cool? Come on, you've got to be kidding me.
Carrie glances at the other girl. The young man pulls his flannel over his math club t-shirt. Emma passes the table and sits at Will's table.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
Actually thought I'd lost out to a bit of old pottery or something. You okay?
Everyone, listen up. Quiet down.
A man at the bar stands.
We lost one of our own last night. You all knew him. He didn't deserve to pass like that. And, well...
He lifts a glass.
Here's to Augie.
Sorry. Do you mind if we get out of here? I've kind of lost my appetite.
Yeah.
Nikki watches from the bar as Emma and Will walk out. They stroll on the sidewalk.
So what's going on? What's bothering you?
I'm the one who found Augie.
What?
I think he was murdered.
Wow, that must have been horrible for you.
Yeah.
I was on my boat all day. I didn't even know Augie died until they toasted him a minute ago.
He was buried at my dig site. Then somebody stole my map.
Your map?
Yeah, I found it in the main archives. It pinpoints the exact location of the settlement. At least I hope it does. Only my students and a few other people have even seen it.
You think the two are related?
I don't know. Somebody's very interested in what I'm doing.
Maybe they think there's something out there worth killing for.
Like what?
Gold coins?
Like, you mean like we used to look for when we were kids?
Yeah, a chest full of gold coins given to the colonists by the Queen of England.
Everybody knows that's a myth.
Maybe not everybody.
At the motel, Emma approaches her room on the second floor alone. The door is slightly ajar. She pushes the door open. Inside, the room is ransacked.
Oh no.
Heap belongings are all over the floor. Jim knocks on Emma's motel door.
Hey, where's Sheriff Stannard?
He's at the coroner's office. I just heard the call come in. I came down here to see if you're all right.
I'm fine, but...
Anything missing?
I don't think so, but when you add it all up...
You or at least your side is being targeted by somebody.
You seem to be finishing my thoughts.
It's great minds.
You know, if you really believe that, I have a proposal.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
It's about your investigation. An offer of help.
You think I need help?
Well, I mean, it's been almost a whole day since I found Augie. And doesn't the trail go cold after 48 hours?
I see. After 40 hours, I have to drop the case, but you can pick it up after two centuries.
Not a competition, Agent Connor. A collaboration will help us both. You get to save your case, and I keep my college's grant committee from shutting down my dig.
I am willing to take testimony from reliable witnesses, Professor Fielding, but I also have people that I have to answer to. And the Bureau doesn't really allow us to collaborate with amateur detectives.
I'm hardly an amateur. I'm a detective just like you. I investigate and I make deductions that lead to solutions. Murder and the motivation behind it are the same today as they were when humans lived in caves. Look, it's a one-time offer.
I'll think it over. In the meantime, don't touch anything in here. We're gonna have a team come in here and dust for fingerprints.
Jim walks out. Daytime. In the parking lot, Emma approaches the students gathered at the van. The bickering student now has slicked hair and trendy clothes.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Professor.
Look, I know what happened at the dig site was upsetting for all of us. The sheriff is investigating, and he's posting a deputy at the dig site to keep an eye on things. But if anyone feels uncomfortable going back, I completely understand.
The bickering student turns to Carrie.
We're with you, Professor.
Okay, let's go.
Emma gets into the driver's seat. Carrie's friend turns to her.
Who could he be trying to impress, I wonder?
It's gonna take more than hair gel.
Carrie rolls her eyes. Elsewhere, the man who toasted Augie approaches Will on his boat.
You thought about what I said?
Will wipes his hands with a towel.
What do you know about Emma's map?
Map? What map? You know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think she's very attracted to you, Mr. Griggs. I call that opportunity. If you're bold enough to take advantage.
The man walks off down the dock. Tony approaches Emma at the site.
Emma, I thought you might have considered taking the day off.
We have artifacts to find. Students were all up for it.
Well, that's one thing, working yourself to exhaustion, but it's another to have the expectation that your students will. You're not going to stop. At least give them the rest of the day off.
I mean, we still have a few hours to go.
No, given what happened yesterday, I think it's best.
Emma stands and addresses the others.
All right, gang. Let's call it a day.
I'll meet you back at the motel in a few hours.
What's that about?
Later, Emma kneels, working at the site alone. She recognizes Jim's boots as they approach her.
I told you you'd regret not taking me up on my offer.
That's not exactly why I'm here.
No?
Nope. I was hoping that you could share some of your techniques.
Really? Detective to detective?
Detective to detective.
All right. First lesson is that you're never going to find anything unless you're willing to get down and dirty. Get down here. All right, we take up the dirt an inch at a time across the whole pit. If you find something, even if you want to, don't take it out until it's fully exposed. The depth of the artifact is what determines its age.
Okay, inch at a time.
Yeah, carefully. Then we take the dirt, we put it in this bucket, and when we're done, we sift it through these screens in case we missed any small artifacts like bone fragments or buttons. So, how'd you end up in the Antiquities Division?
I got shot. I was chasing a bad guy.
Must have been hard on your family.
It was hard on my son. But you know, we'd grown apart during the divorce I had with his mom. So the silver lining to taking a bullet was brought us back together. You know, he's at college now. But I see him a lot.
So this assignment is sort of like being put out to pasture.
It's not the metaphor I'd use, no.
Sorry.
I gotta admit, though, I wasn't thrilled at first. But it sure beats a desk job.
And now?
Now I'm digging it.
Oh, I did not just say that. Oh, it's gonna be a long afternoon.
So what exactly are we looking for here?
Proof that there were settlers here before the colonists landed at Jamestown.
So how do you know Will Briggs?
Oh, we're old friends. Spent summers here as a teenager up until college. Why?
Oh, just getting a feel for the local population.
Stop.
What?
I think you found something.
Emma grins, examining the dirt. She brushes away some dirt, exposing the rim of a pot.
Earthenware.
As she stares, the rest of the pot is formed in her mind.
Made on site. It's like the right era.
How can you tell that by looking at that? What, do you have x-ray vision?
No, I've studied these. A lot of them, so even if it's broken or incomplete, I can tell from the rim what it should be.
Well, I guess I'm a natural.
Well, a very good teacher.
Night, Emma and Pauline on the porch.
A buried pitcher? Do you think it's part of the lost colony?
It might be. We still have to uncover it, document it, and date it, and then that'll take a few days.
You and your father. Only patient when you're digging. You are so much like him. Mm. Makes me worry.
Worry?
Sometimes I think that you don't take the time to create a life for yourself here, in the present.
I have a life. My work, my research, my students. I have you.
You deserve to find someone special.
Okay, look, it's not like I haven't tried. But the way I work and travel, it's really hard to build a lasting connection.
I know. I remember how your father was.
How did you two make it work?
Oscar and I were equal partners. We shared it all. You can have something that special, too. Someone who knows your heart.
That does sound nice. But in the meantime, I'm going to go check on my dig site before I head back to the motel.
And I'm going to head inside.
Oh, good night, Emma.
Good night.
Mm. Okay, you be careful up there.
I will.
Okay, good night.
Emma looks out at the stormy sky. She raises her hood and walks off. At the excavation site, a man with a flashlight looks around at the holes. Emma approaches in her hood.
Hey! It's private property. What are you doing?
Name's Graham Tickner. Pauline knows me.
You're trespassing, Mr. Tickner.
She never had a problem with me being around here before.
She does now.
Nothing here is yours until you find it. If you find it.
Graham passes her and walks off. Night in the kitchen.
Graham Tickner. He's a picker. He scours the towns and villages for anything that the dealers didn't get to first. He's been known to forge his own antiques occasionally for unsuspecting tourists.
So why would he be snooping around the dig?
He'll do whatever it takes to get his hands on anything he can sell to the highest bidder. He offered me $50 for my goddess statue.
Goddess statue?
Tony enters. Pauline indicates a nearby artifact.
My most precious gift from Oscar. You know, I keep it there so I can see it every morning.
Lakshmi, goddess of prosperity.
Absolutely right, Tony.
Well, she's lovely.
Thank you.
Tony, I think I may have found something at the dig site today.
Oh.
A piece of pottery. If it's what I think it is, it may bring us significantly closer to our goal.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Daytime. Emma approaches Jim at an outdoor cafe table.
Hey, thank you for meeting me.
I got you a coffee.
Oh, thank you.
They sit.
So, I've been thinking.
Oh. Okay, go on.
Okay, a body was buried at my site. Then my map was stolen and my hotel room was trashed.
So connect the dots, they all connect to you.
Or maybe it's not me. What if it's my dig site? keep thinking about something Will Briggs said about buried treasure.
Buried treasure?
The Queen's gold coins. Supposedly, she sent them with the colonists to help fund the settlement. My father debunked that story, but Will said a lot of people still believe it.
So they think that you're after the gold coins, not the settlement?
Well, Augie said I was taking things that don't belong to me.
So the competition knocked off Augie, and they stole your map and searched your room.
To see if I'd found anything.
It's plausible. I mean, it doesn't give me a suspect, but...
Graham Tickner. He's a picker. He buys, steals, and forges antiques and artifacts. I found him poking around my site last night.
You found him?
Well, he was trespassing. I wasn't. I think we need to go talk to him.
We?
Or me, if you don't want to come along.
Listen, I appreciate that you want to be involved in this. I do.
A man may have been killed because of what I'm doing. Obviously, I don't want my project shut down, but I also don't want anybody else to get brought into this.
Okay, all right. I get it, but I got it covered.
Emma, Tony, and the team of students approaches the excavation site.
Oh,
they freeze.
Oh, no.
The holes have been recently overturned.
Somebody's been digging. Okay, I think the best thing we can do here...
Photograph and log any unauthorized digging. But for now, just leave everything as it is. Emma, between the murder and your map, we got to think of the students.
The students come first, I know, and I agree with you. But the sheriff's deputy is here all day. There's no risk to the students.
Well, I'm going to have to tell him about this.
I will.
Emma walks over to the corner of a hole. She takes a tarp off of a bucket. Under the bucket is the lip of the pot, untouched. She sighs.
Everybody, come here. I want to show you something remarkable.
The team gathers.
Oh.
Tony approaches, smiling.
Wow.
Elsewhere, Jim exits the sheriff's station. She sees Emma in the parking lot.
Professor.
Hey, Agent Connor. I think Tickner came back last night and was digging around my site looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to question him.
Sheriff Standard's bringing him in this afternoon. Don't worry.
Well, I am worried. My department head is close to shutting me down because of what's going on. Do you have any new leads?
No match of the prints found in your room. Whoever trashed it wasn't in the system. And no prints at the shed. Probably wore gloves.
Okay, well, Augie's clothes were soaked. Was it seawater?
It was.
Is that all?
Was there anything in the pockets?
Just, you know, bits and pieces.
Perfect. Bits and pieces are my specialty.
Jim smiles and nods. Inside, Jim uncovers a tub labeled evidence.
Assorted contents, unknown.
Oh, my favorite kind. Okay, we've got comb, dime, definitely 21st century, credit card, expired.
She lifts a small baggie.
Can you open this evidence bag?
Jim glares at Emma, but carries the baggie to a table. He dumps the contents out, shards of broken pieces. Emma stares. In her mind, the shards assemble to a completed jug.
Late 1600s. Wine flask.
You can tell all that by looking at that.
You mean you can't?
Yeah. It's funny.
The question is...
What would they be doing in Augie's pocket?
Yes, and they wouldn't unless he was hanging out with someone who was digging test holes on Pauline's land.
Like your friend, Mr. Tickner.
Exactly.
Jim answers his cell.
Connor. Yeah, okay, I'll be right there.
They found Augie's jacket.
Elsewhere, Jim and Emma walk on the sandy shore by the lake, approaching the sheriff, standing over a yellow jacket.
Are you two a team now?
No, not a team.
No.
Ah, that's a jacket Augie had on the night I saw him. But not when I found him the next day.
I know you're going to tell me anyway. So, what do you think happened?
Maybe the jacket came off when the killer dragged the body off the boat, through the surf, and up to the dig site.
And then what would you deduct from that?
Killer had access to a boat.
Killer had access to a boat. So it could be anybody in me.
Okay, let me think for a minute. I was going to drag a 109-pound body along the sand. I would have to leave something.
Emma wanders off from the jacket. She pauses and kneels.
Connor! Come here. I want to show you something.
Yeah.
Look there.
Yeah.
See it? It's a bead. There.
It's a bead. Maybe a tourist dropped it.
No, tourists don't come to this beach. You can't swim. The current's too strong. Mm-hmm. Look how it's worn down on the outside. This is from a string of Greek worry beads. Yeah, you move them around in your hand and they make a rhythm. The beads swing against each other and they make a clicking sound.
A flashback to the previous night.
Name's Graham Tickner. Pauline knows me.
Graham fidgets with beads as he glares at Emma.
Graham Tickner had a string of these beads. I saw them. So this bead could be what links Tickner to Augie's murder.
Circumstantially, maybe. I mean, if that was Graham Tickner's bead, how do you know he just didn't drop it walking down the beach?
Well, maybe so, but...
You know, you're right. Our careers are more similar than I thought. But there's one important difference. Your evidence has to stand up to peer review. Mine has to stand up in a court of law against a defense attorney. So a bead is not going to cut it. Listen, don't be tempted to go chasing after these suspects. These people are not playing around.
Jim walks off. Emma sighs. Daytime. Emma approaches Tony and the team at the site.
What's going on?
Have a look.
No!
The pot is gone.
Oh, no, they took the picture.
But we photographed it.
And documented it.
Which means very little without the actual artifact. The extraction's been compromised. There's no way for us to know the soil level that it was found at or be able to cross-reference it with our other finds.
So we have no way to date it.
Yeah, I mean, even if it turned up with a private collector somewhere.
It has no archaeological value at all, as if we'd never found it.
Emma turns to the students.
So, unfortunately, this brings us back to square one. Which only means we have to work harder than we did before, right?
All right, let's do it.
Guys, everybody's already been working a lot of overtime, so I think perhaps we should take this chance to be able to reconsider our options. All right, let's pull the plug for today. Good work, everybody.
Okay, sure.
It's unfortunate.
Tony and the team walk off, leaving Emma standing alone. Later, Tony approaches Emma in Pauline's kitchen.
Emma, I know that you're upset.
Tony, I know this is your department, but this is my map, my grant, and my dig. And I'll tell my students when they're done.
I had to step in. All right, and I will again if you push your students or yourself beyond what the college deems to be acceptable limits.
This is important. You know we're never going to get the funding or the permission to do this dig again. This is the last chance to prove the settlement existed, to prove my father was right.
Emma, I hate to say this, but you are far too influenced by your desire to rescue your father's reputation.
Don't you think my reputation's on the line too?
Of course it is, as is mine. I lobbied the board hard to have them approve this dig. You have to pull yourself together.
I thought you were here to support me.
Of course I am.
By making me doubt myself?
By saving your career.
Feels like you're trying to end it.
Emma, I'm at a loss that you could say that to me after all I've done to champion you. When the board shuts you down, don't expect me to defend you.
Emma shakes her head. Elsewhere, Emma parks her car at the motel parking lot and gets out. She receives a text from Will. I'm at the dive shop, and I was hoping you can come by to take a look. She rolls her eyes and gets back into her car. Elsewhere, Will hangs a wooden sign on a shop on the pier, Briggs Dive Shop. Emma approaches.
Briggs Dive Shop.
Bada.
Impressive.
Couldn't wait to show you. You know you're the first person I ever went on a dive with.
Aw, it's a big step.
As in, are you out of your mind?
As in, I applaud your courage.
Thank you. Come in, I want to show you around.
They enter the shop. Nikki watches from a nearby dock.
I did my research, tourism's up. I just need the right website and I'm going to be booked solid.
Which is where you come in, or at least I hope so. That story about the gold coins and the Queen of England. I mean, nothing like a little myth to get the tourists excited. I was thinking that maybe you could write something for the website, something about the possibility of there maybe being a chest full of coins. You know, you being an archaeologist, it would really mean a lot. Look, I know, we haven't seen each other in a long time, but seeing you the other day really brought it back, you know, how I used to feel about you.
Look, well, I'd like to help you out. I really would, but to put my reputation behind a lie, I just can't do it. Sorry.
Emma turns and walks out. Nighttime, Pauline at home on the phone.
Emma, I'm glad I caught you. Yeah, it's really blowing here. I'm worried about your equipment, your tarps, anything not tied down.
I'm on my way. Don't try to do anything on your own. Be right there.
Okay, bye.
Emma gets into her car in the motel parking lot. She drives down the road in the rain. She approaches a fallen branch in the road. She stops and gets out. She moves the branch aside and returns to her car. As she is getting in, she notices a smoky blaze in the distance. She pulls her car up to Pauline's driveway. She gets out and takes out her cell phone.
I need to report a fire. Pauline Fielding's house, Twin Cove Point. Please hurry. Pauline!
She approaches the front door. It's locked. She rushes to a back door. Tony carries Pauline out of the house.
Okay, okay.
He places her on the porch.
Are you okay?
He nods.
Pauline, can you hear me, sweetie? Okay. They're coming. They're coming.
Later, a fire truck is parked at Pauline's house. Paramedics are wheeling Pauline to an ambulance on a stretcher.
Pauline? It's Emma. They're taking you to the hospital. I'm going to be right behind you.
Emma and Jim watch as Pauline is loaded into the truck. Tony sits inside, covered in a blanket.
Let me drive you to the hospital.
Thank you.
The sheriff stands nearby. Jim and Emma pull up to the emergency room parking lot. They get out and enter. They exit an elevator with a doctor.
Smoke inhalation and minor burns. We'll keep her here for now, just to be sure that there aren't any complications. Now, with some care, I'm sure she should be just fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
What about Tony Markham?
Superficial burns, and he's about to be released.
When can I see Pauline?
She needs to rest right now. I'll let you know when you can see her.
Okay.
The doctor walks off. Later, Jim approaches Emma in the waiting room, carrying a cup of coffee.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
So you and Pauline are really close, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents got divorced when I was 10. My mom got remarried and my dad and I were just sort of lost for a while. And then Pauline came into our lives. I just can't imagine my life without her. Tony.
Hey.
Hey. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to accuse you of sabotaging.
I understand. I do. I understand. I know it's been difficult for you.
Thank you. Thank you for your understanding, but mostly thank you for saving Pauline. I will never forget what you did.
I spoke with the sheriff, and he said that the fire chief was convinced that this was arson. Emma, a murder, vandalism, and now this. And for the college, and for the kids, and for you. I can't allow this day to continue. I know how hard it is, and I hope that you understand.
Yeah,
Okay.
Tony walks off. Daytime. Emma sits in Pauline's hospital room. Pauline stirs in her bed.
Pauline? Pauline, it's Emma.
Emma lets go of Pauline's hand.
It's okay, sweetie. You rest.
She kisses Pauline's forehead. At the dig site, Emma walks along the holes. The students are digging in the holes. Carrie turns to Emma.
Professor Fielding!
We were talking last night. Everyone's really upset about being shut down.
We're convinced that we were this close to proving the colony was here. If we could just...
Professor Markham is worried about your safety. So am I. That has to be our priority.
Emma approaches Tony at the main table under a tent.
How's Pauline?
Better. Resting. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Burns a little less than pleasant. The sheriff or Agent Connor have any news?
Unfortunately, nothing so far.
I'm sorry, Emma.
Yeah.
Emma turns and walks off. Emma enters Pauline's kitchen. There is noticeable fire damage on the cabinets and curtains. She looks around and sobs. She covers her mouth. Jim enters.
I'm sending you messages.
Yeah, every 15 minutes. Yeah, I know.
Look, Pauline almost died in this fire, and it must have been Tickner who said it. He's the only one who
had the most... It wasn't Tickner. He has an alibi. I checked it out. It's solid.
In the corner, Pauline's statue is missing.
Pauline's statue. It's always there, and it's gone. And Pauline said that Tickner wanted it. Are you positive about his alibi?
He was downtown. 6 different people confirmed that they saw him. Listen, I want to talk about Will Briggs.
Why do you keep asking me about him?
Well, do you know about his last job?
Yes, salvage diving.
For gold coins off the coast of Florida.
He knows that gold coin story is nonsense. We talked about it.
Did you know that he did time?
What?
Yeah.
No.
For diving a rig that wasn't his without a permit. It was tantamount to theft.
There have to be 2 sides to that story. When you grow up with someone, even if it just spent summers here, you know their character.
Well, people change. I mean, sometimes they do desperate things when the going gets rough.
No. I don't believe it.
Look, I understand. He's your friend. You want to believe that he's a good guy.
Are you investigating him?
I suggest that you keep your distance from him. Listen, I'll make an inquiry about Pauline's statue. I'll file it with the Bureau.
Jim walks to the door, sighing. He walks out. Emma stares, shaking her head. At the pier, Emma walks among the shops on the docks. She pauses, then enters Briggs' dive shop. Inside, Will is placing items under a glass case.
Emma.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, I heard about the fire. I tried calling you. How's Pauline? Is she okay?
She's better. But somebody's doing everything they can to get my project shut down. They don't seem to care that Pauline was hurt in the process.
It's terrible. About the other day, I'm sorry that I asked you to make up a story about the coins. I shouldn't have done that.
Forget it. Listen, I need you to tell me about Graham Tickner. Well, help me. Tell me what you know.
I mean, Tickner's trouble. You know, always looking for an angle, a way to make a quick buck.
What?
He's been asking about you.
Emma ponders. Emma enters the restaurant. Nikki stands at the bar. Sam approaches the bar and sits. Nikki offers a menu.
Menu? Ah, no, thanks. Just a coffee to go, please.
Carrie and her two friends sit at a table nearby. They glance at Emma. Nikki brings a coffee cup.
Thanks.
Sorry to hear about your stepmom.
Thank you.
She gonna be okay?
She is.
So, with all the problems up at the dig site, does that mean you're gonna have to leave soon?
Not for a while.
Oh. Well, that'll make Will happy, huh? You two seem pretty tight.
Hard not to be. We've known each other forever.
Hey, what do you know about Graham Tickner?
Not much. Like most people around here, he takes care to mind his own business.
Carrie watches the interaction.
Okay. Thank you.
Emma walks out. Nikki nods. Carrie stares.
First person to respond gets to come on an adventure with me.
The young man raises his hand eagerly. Carrie rolls her eyes. Elsewhere, Jim enters Pauline's hospital room.
Mrs. Fielding?
Oh, Agent Connor, right?
Yeah, I hope you're feeling better. I came to ask you a few questions about the goddess statue.
My statue?
Yeah, Emma. I mean, Professor Fielding mentioned that it was missing after the fire.
Oh, no. My husband, Oscar, found it on a dig in Bangladesh about 20 years ago.
Can you provide any more details?
I'll search for Oscar's file when I get home. You'll have everything you need. You can always count on an archaeologist to be detail-oriented.
Yes, I know. Professor Fielding, has she always been so... challenging her?
If she weren't, would you find her as interesting?
Jim grins.
Thank you.
He walks out. Carrie and the young man hide behind the van, watching Emma get into her car.
Why are we spying on Professor Fielding?
Because Emma Fielding is in trouble. The body at the dig site, the stolen map, the fire at Pauline's.
Emma drives away.
Look, she must be onto something.
What makes you think that?
Because that's what I would do.
Wait, so what do we do?
We follow.
I don't know, Carrie.
Come on! And get your drone.
His eyes widen. They get into the van. At home, in a second-story office, Graham carefully picks at an artifact. He looks out the window and sees Emma's car parking outside. Emma gets out and closes her door, staring at the house. She approaches the front door. She turns an old-fashioned doorbell. She glances through the stained glass door window. She steps over to the living room window and peers inside. Graham approaches the porch from the other side.
Shopping for collectibles.
Yes, Mr. Tickner, I am looking for collectibles, both extremely rare and missing.
And you think you'll find them here? Perfectly welcome to look around.
He opens the front door. Emma hesitates.
There's no need to be nervous, Miss Fielding.
She steps inside, passing Graham. Graham glances around, then closes the door. Carrie and the young man dash through a field. They pause. He puts his drone down.
Could you take any longer?
You want it done fast or done right?
Just get the thing in the air, will you?
So, done right, then.
He takes the control panel. The drone lifts into the air. He flies it into the distance, high in the air. They watch the drone display. Graham's house appears.
There's her car, but where's the professor?
Inside the house, Graham and Emma enter a study. Artifacts of all kinds are lined up on shelves and desks.
I'd offer you refreshments, but I don't think it's that kind of visit.
Too bad. She might have been nice while we discussed what you took from my stepmother and my dig.
If you're accusing me of larceny, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I don't bark, Mr. Tickner. I bite. Especially when you nearly killed someone I care about.
So now I'm an arsonist and murderer as well as a thief. I was nowhere near her place last night. Agent Connor knows my alibi is rock solid. And now, Professor, I'm afraid it's closing time.
He gestures toward the front door. Emma walks toward the front door. She pauses in the hallway, noticing the beads in a small dish. Emma continues walking toward the front door. Graham glowers. Outside, Emma approaches her car. The students watch from the drone display.
It looks like she's leaving.
I guess she didn't need us after all.
Stay on him. Make sure he doesn't go after her.
Emma gets into her car. Graham watches as Emma pulls away. Later, Emma drives her car down a country road.
You've reached Agent James Connor. Leave a message.
Connor, I'm going to meet Pauline at the hospital. Can you meet me? It's urgent.
At the hospital, Emma enters Pauline's room. Pauline is awake. She smiles.
Emma!
Hey! I just got some good news from the doctor about your lungs. Said you're doing much better.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know. I couldn't find my way out. Everything was such a blur.
I'm so happy you're okay. The police think that someone may have set the fire intentionally.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid this is all because of me. My dig, my investigating. I just can't do this
Don't you back down now. You do what you do best. Uncover the truth.
No. The dig is important, but it's not as important as you. I don't even know if I'm right.
When your father published his first paper about the Lost Colony, it was scoffed at by the entire archaeological community. But your father knew in his heart that he was onto something.
Even though it seemed crazy.
I knew anyone with that much conviction and determination. It couldn't be wrong. That's why I believe in you too, Emma.
Emma grins. In the lobby, Jim approaches Emma.
Hey, Professor.
Oh, hey, good. You got my message. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about something.
There's been another suspicious death.
What?
Graham Tickner.
I just saw him.
When? Where?
At his house about 2 hours ago.
Well, that's when the medical examiner estimates that he was killed. He may have been the last person to see him alive.
Emma's jaw drops. Jim, the sheriff, and Emma stand in Graham's study. Graham lays on the floor.
Explain it to me, Emma. What were you doing here in the first place?
I was convinced he set the fire at Pauline's, and I thought if I could find her statue.
Did you?
No. But I did find beads that match the one I found on the beach. They're right out on the table.
Connor told me about your bead theory. Just not sure that it actually adds up to proof of anything. In any case, you're going to have to make a statement.
Graham Tickner was alive and kicking when I saw him last. That's my statement.
Not quite good enough. Agent Connor, do you mind?
Jim glances at Emma.
Okay, yep. Let's get it over with.
Jim escorts Emma out of the house.
Whose side are you on?
Well, justice doesn't take sides.
The fact that I was at a crime scene in both instances...
It's more than a coincidence, I understand that.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be condescending.
Condescending to me?
I already said I was sorry. I'm just saying that I'm the common link, which means I could be next.
Don't think for one second I'd let that happen. Unless, of course, you do something crazy.
Such as?
Well, how about going to meet a suspect without me being there?
Oh, no, Dickner's a suspect? He stood there nodding like a bobblehead when Stannard was saying, oh, he has nothing to do with any of this.
I didn't nod like a bobblehead.
Okay, look. Will said that Tickner kept trying to involve him in some scheme.
Well, Well, Tickner's a mastermind, then who killed him?
I have no idea.
Listen, you gotta stand down, Emma. Professor.
I'm a professor. Has a nice ring.
You have a talent for detection. And a photographic memory,
eidetic.
So it's... What?
I have an eidetic memory. An enhanced ability to vividly recall images from memory.
Okay.
Look, I know that you and Tony want me to pack up and go home, but I can't leave. Not when Pauline's in this kind of shape.
Okay, I understand that. But you need to just take yourself out of the line of fire. Literally.
Emma gets into her car. Jim enters the restaurant and sits at the bar. Tony sits beside him, making notes. Nikki approaches.
Hey, get you something?
Just a black coffee.
Tony turns to him.
Any news in your investigation, agent? Anything you can talk about?
Nikki eavesdrops.
Have you had any inquiries from collectors of recovered artifacts?
Not recently. Why?
We think that this might be the work of an international art theft ring. We've been tracking them in the Northeast. There have been robberies at museums, digs.
Really? So you don't think somebody local from here? No?
Well, that's their method. They hire local people to do the dirty work. That would explain the Augie Tickner connection.
Oh, that's interesting.
Carrie's female friend eavesdrops in a nearby booth. At home, Emma cleans Pauline's kitchen. She pauses.
Hello?
She walks over to the fridge.
Hello?
She takes a rolling pin from the top of the fridge. She holds up the pin. The kitchen door opens. Tony enters with a plastic bin.
Oh, Tony!
Emma.
You scared me!
Well, I guess we're both a little bit jumpy.
Thank
you for looking before swinging, though. I appreciate that. What are you doing here?
Cleaning up. You?
Oh, I just had to pick up some files. How's Pauline?
Improving. They want to monitor her lung for a few more days.
Oh, that's understandable, I guess.
Yeah.
It's infuriating that they haven't figured out who's responsible. At least the fire was contained to the second floor, though.
I bumped into Agent Connor. He had some interesting things to say that may shed some light on this situation.
Really?
Yeah.
News to me.
Look, I'm sorry about how all of this has played out.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Tony walks out with the Ben. At the motel, Emma walks to her car. Carrie and her male friend approach.
Hey, Professor.
Hey.
We're heading back to the dig. I want to map the site one more time with my drone. Do you want to come with us?
Sure. So, Carrie, sounds like Joe's winning you over to his side. Not entirely. Hey, is there any news from Agent Connor yet?
Gonna have to ask him yourself. Whatever he knows, he's not telling me.
At the excavation site, Carrie and Joe set up the drone. Emma walks around the holes. She bends to pick something up. Jim approaches.
Professor!
Connor, look! I found a bead. It's a match to the worry beads. And Tickner dropped it right here, right where we would have been dragging the body into the trench.
We have something more important to talk about. The toxicology report came back. Tickner was poisoned.
What?
Agrostemma cathargo. Plant that's found in this area.
I know what it is. I wrote a paper about it.
You wrote the definitive paper on its use as a poison in the 17th century. I know.
Professor Fielding? We're going to have to ask you to come with us. We have some questions about the murder of Graham Tickner.
Jim glances at Emma. Emma sits with the sheriff and Jim in an interview room.
It's much more than a coincidence, Emma. Graham Tickner, poisoned, with the plant that you've researched after you were the last one to see him alive?
But anybody who read my paper would know about that poison.
Maybe so, but we know you were there around the time he died, and you have a motive.
What motive?
Agent Connor says you were pretty worked up about his raiding your site and nearly killing Pauline.
A deputy pops his head in. Jim walks out. He approaches Carrie and Jim, holding the drone monitor.
Have you people lost your minds? Professor Fielding never could
have... What she means to say, Agent Connor, is that we have proof that Professor Fielding is innocent.
Proof?
Take a look.
Watch the time code. She was in Tickner's house 4 minutes. She left, and he followed her out. See?
The poison takes effect immediately. So if she gave it to him while they were together, he couldn't have walked out of his house a few minutes later. Tickner was alive when the professor left.
Good work.
Jim takes the drone monitor. Later, Jim and Carrie exit the station, followed by Emma. Jim watches them leave. At the excavation site, Tony addresses the students.
Come on in, everybody. I just wanted to say my goodbye. I'm headed back to the college this afternoon as you continue to wrap up the site. And though we were unsuccessful here, I think that you all gained invaluable experience working under our most lauded Professor Emma Fielding.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Markham. And I just want to thank all of you for digging your hearts out. Thank you.
Emma extends her arms. Carrie hugs her.
Thanks, Professor.
Thank Emma hugs Joe. Elsewhere, Carrie and Joe chat in a lab.
I just can't believe this is the end. All our work down the drain.
It's not so bad. Like Professor Markham said, we did gain valuable dig experience. Okay, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Carrie's other friend enters.
Guys, I heard Agent Connor talking about the case last night. He was saying this whole thing could be the work of an international ring of art thieves. Their technique is to use local people to steal precious artifacts.
Wait, but Augie and Tickner are both dead, so who could the local person be?
Lakshmi, goddess of prosperity.
Who?
Pauline's goddess statue. She showed it to me. Professor Fielding said it was missing.
You're thinking they'd be after that statue. So if we find the statue...
We find the thief.
Joe grins at Carrie. At the motel parking lot, Emma carries a plastic bin to her car. She sees Nikki walking away briskly nearby. Emma puts the bin down and touches her hood. There is a handprint on the hood in a puddle underneath the front of the car. Emma ponders. Carrie and Joe exit the restaurant. Carrie pulls up a photo on her phone.
Got it.
That's the one?
Yep. There are only four in existence, including Pauline's.
Okay. So, who had the motive and the opportunity?
Professor Fielding's always saying it's not just how to dig, it's where to dig.
Joe notices Will holding a motorcycle helmet nearby.
Hey, does looking like a bad boy suggest...
You really are bad?
Will rides away on a motorcycle. Joe gestures toward him. Nikki brings plates to a table in the restaurant.
Enjoy.
Emma approaches Nikki.
Nikki, I need to talk to you outside.
I can't get away. We're too busy.
It's about Will.
Nikki's face falls.
Cover for me, will you?
Nikki follows Emma outside. They approach Emma's car.
So, where are we going? I don't have much time.
Trust me, you're going to want to hear this. Get in. It's important.
They get into the car. Nikki turns to Emma.
What? I need to show you something. No way. I can't go with you.
Can't or won't?
Nikki gets out of the car.
What's the matter, Nikki? Afraid there's something wrong with my car? I know you cut my brake line.
What?
Are you trying to scare me? Like how you trashed my hotel room?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Agent Connor hasn't found a match for those fingerprints.
Bet he'd love to check yours. You can talk to him, or you can talk to me. It's your call.
Nikki turns to Emma.
It's Will you should be questioning.
Why?
Yeah, you don't know. You were only here summers. He'd see you and get on his best behavior. You don't want to believe it? You won't be the first woman to fall for his lies.
The sun rises over the water. Carrie and Joe stand on the dock, looking at Will standing on the deck of his boat.
He looks totally distracted.
Let's go for it.
Carrie and Joe walk down the pier to his dive shop. Joe tries the door.
It's locked.
Carrie walks to the end of the dock and looks toward Will's boat.
Okay, he's down in his boat. Maybe we could break in.
We could also do a 5-year stretch for breaking and entering. I signed up for an adventure, not a felony.
Okay, well, maybe he hid the statue outside the shop. That way, if he got busted, he could clean up what's in his.
Sure. I mean, it's a long shot, but what the heck? You keep it on the boat?
Got it.
Carrie keeps watch. Joe sneaks around the back of the building, checking nearby storage lockers. As Joe opens a locker, Emma approaches the front door of the dive shop. Joe sees Emma.
Hey, Carrie.
He pulls her into an alcove as Emma walks toward the corner. Emma sees Will standing on his boat. She approaches the dock. Carrie and Joe freeze, holding each other. Carrie sighs, noticing Emma walking toward Will.
Sorry.
Okay.
They separate stiffly. Emma gets onto Will's boat.
Will!
Hey, Em. What's going on?
Exactly what I came here to ask you. Whoa, whoa, whoa! What are you doing? We're drifting from the dock.
Yeah, I just taking her for a test spin. Just tuned her up.
No, no, no. Well, forget it. I can't.
It'll be quick. You probably haven't been on the water since you've been back.
Well...
Emma rolls her eyes and sits on the deck as the boat pulls away. Carrie watches from the dock.
She's leaving with him. This isn't good.
You can say that again.
Joe holds up the map tube in the statue, wrapped in a blanket. On the open water, Emma stands on the deck with her hands in her pockets. The boat drifts into a remote section of water, surrounded by forest. Will walks out to the deck.
Remember when we used to come to this cove when we were kids, talk about what we'd do with our lives? I used to dream about that back when I was...
Miguel?
Will turns to Emma, then drops anchor.
Yes, actually.
What happened?
Desperation met stupidity. Corner of bad luck. No excuses. Only regrets.
Well, I have to ask you something.
Em, look. I had nothing to do with any of this.
Tickner talked to you. Now he's dead. My dig's been shut down. Your girlfriend Nikki sabotaged my car.
She what? Okay, first of all, she's not my girlfriend, so whatever she did, I knew nothing about it.
So, Tickner, Augie, Nikki, everybody's guilty but you?
Okay. I haven't exactly been forthcoming, I'll admit it. Tickner wanted to get his hands on your map, but I told him I wanted nothing to do with it and that I would report him if you tried. Now, when I found out that your map had been stolen, I confronted him. He swore up and down it wasn't him.
You believed him?
I don't know if I believed him or not. I can't afford any trouble, not with my record.
So you let trouble come to me?
He rented my boat. Tickner paid me a lot of money. I didn't ask him any questions, didn't know where he was going with it. And then the next day when I was out on the water, the day Augie's body was found, I saw what was going on over at your dig site.
You lied to me about that.
I saw a yellow jacket, the one that Augie wore. It was on my boat. So I figured he was on here with Tickner. Look, I didn't want to go to jail, so I threw it overboard.
Why didn't you come to me?
What could you have done? They would have said that I was an accessory to murder. A murder that I swear I had nothing to do with.
No.
I mean, they're not going to believe me. I'm a criminal, right? Even you think that.
She checks her phone. She looks up at Will.
What? What is it?
They found my map and Pauline's statue hidden behind your dive shop.
No. That's not right.
Did you set the fire?
No. I love Pauline.
Did you kill Augie?
No.
Tickner?
Absolutely not. Emma, come on. It's me. You know me.
What do I know, Will?
Look, I have made some mistakes in my life, but I'm not about to let you send me back to jail.
He approaches her, pointing a finger. On the deck of the boat.
Take me back. Take me back.
Look, I'm sorry.
Will turns away.
Em, I...
A boat approaches them.
Everything I told you is the whole truth. I promise I had nothing to do with the murder, the fire, or anything else.
Emma rolls her eyes and turns to the boat. On shore, a deputy leads Will off his boat. He's handcuffed. Jim dashes up to Emma.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah. Good timing on that police boat.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to thank Joe and Carrie for that. And for recovering your statue and your map. It was at Will's dive shop.
I don't think he's the one who took them.
You think he's not involved?
No, I think he's involved. I just think there's something more. Something we're missing.
Okay. I'm gonna go talk to him now. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'm gonna go take one last look at the dig site.
Jim turns to Emma, then walks off. Elsewhere, Emma approaches the dig site alone. She looks around at the surveyor tools lying in one of the holes. She kneels inside and examines the edge of the dirt. Tony approaches.
Emma.
I see you didn't leave town. Couldn't wait to get your hands dirty, huh? Every trench needs a proper hard edge to measure depth. My father taught me to keep that edge facing the sunrise. Taught you too.
Lessons from the great Oscar Fielding.
Yeah, apparently you slept through some of yours. Otherwise, you might have lived up to your potential. Made some discoveries of your own instead of killing to steal mine.
Now, the FBI seems to be under the impression that there's an international art theft ring at work here.
Yep. That was Agent Connor sowing a little misinformation. Like you did with Augie and Tickner when you told them I was searching for the Queen of England's gold coins. Is that how you got him to interfere with my dig? Then they got out of your control? Augie threatened me. Tickner started searching for the treasure on his own. So you killed them both. And you set the fire at Pauline's. Framed Will.
That's quite a mess of accusations. Why would I do that?
This whole time you've been trying to shut down my site. Take the glory for yourself. You knew we were going to find something here. Prove my father right.
Your father may have been an absolute saint to you, but he was not to me. He criticized my research, he dismissed my proposals, he belittled me at every turn. He did everything that he could to ensure my failure. He just needed some additional proof here that this is the right place. After some time, I'll secure some more financing and reopen the dig. My dig.
Do you really think I'm not going to say anything? Do you think I'm going to let you take all of this away from me?
Well, I had hoped that you would be smart. And like I said before, your drive, your urge to prove your father right is far too great. So unfortunately, I won't be able to let you leave here alive.
Tony lunges at Emma. She pushes him into the dirt. He stands and wraps his arms around Emma. They struggle. Emma falls to the dirt. She picks up a plank and hits Tony with it. He wrestles it away. Emma stands and runs off. Tony stands and limps off in her direction. Emma hides behind a tree.
Emma!
She turns to see Tony limping nearby. She dashes off. She hides behind another tree as Tony passes.
There's only one way this is gonna end! Emma! There's no point in running!
Emma kneels to pick up a branch. Tony tackles her to the ground. They roll into a clearing.
You best give up, Emma. You can't win this.
We'll see.
I don't know, Markham. My money's on Emma.
Jim stands with his gun drawn nearby. Tony raises his hands. Later, Emma and Jim stand watching the sheriff put Tony into the back of a car.
Appreciate you showing up when you did.
You had him.
Glad he thought so. Where'd you come out here?
Oh, I brought you something I think you're going to want to see.
He removes a box from his trunk.
Present?
Not yet. But maybe someday it's actually evidence. Can we go in to your father's lab?
Yeah.
They enter Pauline's house and approach the study desk.
So what's going to happen to Will?
Tampering with evidence. He'll need a good lawyer.
We go back to jail?
That's hard to tell. It would help if he had a renowned archaeologist as a character witness, if you happen to know one.
I think I just might.
I found this at Tickner's.
It's a picture I discovered.
I found the picture.
No, you didn't even know what it was until I told you.
I admit it, Professor. We work well together.
We do. I think we deserve a little fun.
At the dig site, Jim pours a bucket of dirt into a well.
You may think this is fun, but my back is not amused.
Hey, less complaining, more sifting.
You archaeologists, you know, bust into tombs. Fight snakes and bad guys and make off of priceless objects.
Yeah, we do. In the movies.
Emma brushes dirt away, then pauses.
Connor.
What?
Look.
What is that?
Emma continues brushing.
It's a theodolite. It's a surveyor's instrument.
In her mind, in the field, a colonial scene appears. A surveyor looks through an instrument into the field. Jim stares at Emma.
Is this the proof that you and your father were looking for?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, yes.
Congratulations.
They hug.
Well done, Emma. Emma, Professor.
She smiles. They sit alone in the dirt trench. Emma leans over and continues brushing.